It is my pleasure, my honor, to call upon the Rav Meryl Weisbord, Mashkiach of Bnei Yisrael, to say words of God.
Responsible for every child that's now going to talk to a Chazar HaShem. and his own personality took the sharosha that he had from his parents' home and nurtured them and developed them and brought them to fruition. Brought those keches to something that no one could have dreamt. At the Rishina's Hesped, I remember that said, when I started going to Kiruv, there was a name for me in the street. Everybody read the name of it. It was Naya the Meshugan. Meshugan, what are you dreaming up of Meshugas? He went to Blazer Yudel to another brother, the nearest Shiva. And he was talking to him about his plan, about his dream, that was no longer reality, which is so difficult for us to be able to appreciate. Now, who doesn't know that there's such a thing as a yeshiva where children, a young men, can be made into Balei Tshuva, can be made into Talmidei Chachamim? Who doesn't know that? Now we're talking before the fact. And Reb Leah went to Reb Leah's Yudel, and Reb Leah's Yudel was looking at him and said, Leah, what's that? Machan has a brick, you're going to make a factory? With the rank and fry and the rest came in front? What are you talking about? So listen to what he answered. He said, Rosh Hashiva, what if I told you that I was going to work on making shidduchim for Bachar? What would Rosh Hashiva say? He said, that would be a very wonderful thing to do. Because the Gemara says, Al tikri my rasha, ela me o rasa. Torah Tziva Lama Maisha, my Russia Kila Sakh, the Gemara says, I'll think in my Russia, don't call it an inheritance of Tyrus, Elamai Russia. One becomes engaged to Tyrus. Sir Blaise Yudel smiled. He said, Nayach, have you made stands, does it? That's the Matzliyah. If you really believe it, you'll be Matzliyah. And he believed it. Reb Nayach was, as Rabbi Goldberg said, among all the other things that we could say about him, he was real. I had a call today from Rav Kleinschmidt, Rav Nachman Klein. And he told me over what he had heard from Rav Ruben in the name of Rav Chaim. And he said, Rav Chaim explained how people affect others in a good way. How we mashpi on people. How we makar people. So to plan, you know how? When we become so full of Torah and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that it spills over, we have effect on other people. What Reb Chaim was saying is, I need to be real. I can't just talk a good line. I have to be that. If I am, and to the extent that I am, that's the extent that people will be affected. And that's the extent that the Hashpah will be real and lasting. It's a Medrash in this week's parasha. Medrash says, Ve'el ha-mishpat. Zeh she'omer ha-kosev melech b'mishpat yamed eretz. The Ish Trumasi has said that a melech, a king, with mishpat, with justice, yamid eretz, holds the world up. The Ish Trumas needs to be explained. A man who is Trumas, something like Truma, the Arsena will destroy it. So the Medrash goes on to explain how to understand the pasuk. It says, Malkus shel Torah, the melech of Torah, b'mishpat shehu oseh, with the justice that he does, ma'aretz ha'aretz, gives the world existence. The ish trumais yehersena, how do we understand ish trumais? He says, im meisim odav atzma ketruma hazu, if a man makes himself like this truma, shemishlachas b'zobes ha'bayis, it's thrown into the corner of the house. The aimer, he says, Malvi b'terach ha-tzibur. What do I need the difficulty, the trouble of the tzibur? Malvi b'dineihem. What do I need to be involved in their judgments? Malkish my akhaylam. What do I have to listen to their voices? Shalom alechem nafshi. My life is fine without it. I don't need it. Harei zeh machir b'sa'elam. The person who espouses such a philosophy, a person who lives in such a way, that's going to destroy the world. Hadei, these trumas here are said. A person who makes himself like this truma, who doesn't have any sort of, doesn't attach any importance to himself, not willing to take responsibility for the tzibur, that person will destroy the world. And the Medrash goes, Maisa Berber Yassi, Shahi Mistalik Ben Ha'ayim. Reb Asi was about to be Nifter Ben Ha'ayim. He was on his deathbed. Nichmas ben Achosel Etzlah, what's all about? His nephew walks in and he finds Reb Asi crying. Amalei Rebbe, et ha'im ha'atov, he says, Rebbe, why are you crying? Yesh Teresh vol l'matatov l'matatov, is there any Teresh you didn't learn and you didn't teach? Harei Tavidecha Yeshu l'fanech. Your Talmidim is sitting before you. Testimony to all the Teresh that you learned and you taught. Yesh Tumeres Chashon Shalom Asisa? Is there anything that's chesed that you didn't do? And all these attributes that you have, you distance yourself from the judgments. And you didn't allow yourself to be appointed on the needs of the tzibur. Amalei, that he said to his nephew, Bini, my child, Allah mi baicha. That's why I'm crying. Shema etay din b'cheshbin. Maybe I'm going to have to give a din b'chesh because I couldn't din accept that the responsibilities of the din of Israel. Had that been to me, yes. So the pasuk says, a melech, a king, with the mishpat that he does, yamedes, he gives the world existence, he keeps the world going. It could possibly be also extrapolated from this pasuk, that who is the melech? The one who's the mishpat yamin eretz. The one who takes responsibility for judging the world is the one who is considered the melech. Because what is a melech? A melech, ultimately, is the one who accepts responsibility of the tzibur. A melech is inseparable from the tzibur. That's why melech shemachol kvadi kvadi bachu. It's not his. He, that's what Melech is good at parents. His parents get him. Melech is good, his parents get him because he is the tzibur. He has a right to do anything because he is the personification of the tzibur. He's accepted the responsibility of the tzibur. He is the tzibur. Reb Neach was a Melech. Reb Neach had a sense of mishpat. He had a sense of justice. He had a sense of what was right. I'll never forget, he walked over to me. He said, Beryl, what are you talking about, Rabbi? I said, different things. Are you teaching the Sheish Mitzvahs? The Sheish Mitzvahs? I said, he said, not really. I don't, don't stop. Why not? They're Mitzvahs feeds. Do you take Torah seriously or don't you? Mitzvah Tzvidius means that we're obligated to these mitzvahs, six mitzvahs, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How can you not be teaching it? Do you know the mitzvahs that are out there? How can you not know Kolatari Gul is a mitzvah of Tzvidius HaTaira? How can you not know it? How can you not? She was a Zalba, and remember, don't forget, when he was in the next Spanish, he'd see his fingers working. And in fact, the same thing. So, till I had to go to the house, the Shiva always, all the different minyan, praise the different Shem, understand him. He took the Torah seriously. There's a mitzvah in all the Torah, and more than that. Reb Neach is famous for his siman. Tazlin. Yes. Where does it come from? So everybody thinks that that's the way they work. That it's true, I'm sure. He took the Torah seriously. If you don't chazan, Mishnah says, "Kol Amatera, Amanat, Kol Leger Amaslame, Maspikin Biyal Lulul Lame. Kol Leger Amaslasas, Maspikin Biyal Lulul Lame, Lishma Balasas." If I remember correctly, the Shvizet Tzad used to be Medayat. There's one thing which is blatantly missing in this mission. It talks about Lame Amanas, Kol Leger Amaslame, to teach. In learning in order to be able to teach, and halayim amalas nasim. That's good. How about halayim amalas ladas? Don't most people learn just enough? I should become a talmid chacham? Isn't that what most people do? So Shita Tzad used to say, if I'm not mistaken, there is no such thing. Teri is not something which is a personal Yediyah or personal matana, it's nothing. Terry is given to me by my tongue. It says by Meshur Rabbeinu, Meshur Rabbeinu was sitting in Hasina for 40 days and 40 nights. And every day, Meshur Rabbeinu couldn't call it Terry Kula. And every day, Meshur Rabbeinu would forget it. Couldn't have a better Rebbe, he couldn't have a better time. And every day, the first 39 days, the Meshur would teach Kala Terry Kula, Meshur Rabbeinu would forget it. 40th day, the Meshur Rabbeinu says, Meshur Rabbeinu, what's going to be? I keep not forgetting it. So the Shah said, good. I'm giving you now, I'm giving you the term matana, and you'll be able to remember. Terry is a matana, they say. Terry is not something because I have a good head I can learn. It's a matana. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives it to us as a matana. But there's a tnai. There's a stipulation. I'm giving this matana almanaz, you give it to everybody else. It's not just to you. It's to everybody. Rav Neach took this seriously. The teaching of Torah, the learning of Torah, the keeping of Torah, is not something that I keep to myself. It's not given to me for me. It's given to me for Klal Yisrael. If I know a Pasi, if I know a Mishnah, if I know a Halacha, if I know a Gemara, then the Rav Neach gave it to me in order to be able to share it with everybody else. And he lived that. He lived that day in and day out. And it wasn't only the learning of him. He was a magnificent genius. He was a gewaltig malkishvin, a magnificent maestrid. During the years when he was learning in yeshiva, there were tkufas where he was learning. To me, it sounds like a guzman, but more than 20 hours a day. It sounds like it was my kid, believe it, but that's what people are saying, that they supposedly know what they're talking about. The man was a master, and he loved learning. Rav Klein just told me, he used to dig up with him. He used to argue with him. He had a gewaltig kop. And Rav Klein is a master, he's amazing. One of the biggest values that we have in the world. And he said that a man was a gewaltig kop. Anybody who spoke to him saw his depth, his perception, his sharpness, his memory. He took it seriously. Terry was a serious endeavor. The learning of it, the understanding of it, and the keeping of it. Rav Neach had a smile on his face. I think every time I ever saw it. Terry says, in position to see that. You know, pleasure, enjoyment, that was a myth. You want pleasure? Teach you what pleasure is all about. You want happiness? Teach you what happiness is all about. You want success? I'll teach you what success is all about. Even as Hashem Besimcha, he took it seriously. It's not something to do. You want me to be simple. And he was with simple. And he lived with simple. Because the one thing that automatically gives simple, the Tevish made, he could Hashem Yisharim Yisamchadei. Tevish Mesameach. He was with simple. When he learned it, when he taught it, when he saw others learning it, when he saw others teaching it. There's another simcha. a minor that we always quote, even though we don't know where it comes from. It's used. Ein simcha katerus ha-sayis. Ein simcha katerus ha-sayis. He couldn't stand doubt. He worked and he worked and he worked to try to clarify everything. Ein simcha katerus ha-sayis. He was a happy man. He had the kuli asher, and he worked on trying to be trying to make it clear. He had a tremendous rutzen. Tremendous rutzen. And often, one shot that I heard from him once, I think this is autobiographical in a certain sense, and one in something which applies to every one of us. Most of us know the story of Lezer and Hukkas. The Machaber figure of Lezer, Talmud of Yechim and Zach. Says, Krigan of Lezer, the first two chapters discuss his own history. He tells the story, he was 22 years old. It's my place to get so sometimes how old he was. And he says he was working for his father, the Hurkanis. His father had many fields, and he would plow those fields. One fine day, Hurkanis comes over with the laser. Laser's plowing, and he's crying. Hukkas says, Lezer, what's wrong? The first thing he doesn't tell him, cries again, he figures up, must be that he's been plowing on hilly and stony fields, so it's too difficult for him, that's why he's crying. She says, okay, Lezer, I'm going to give you an easier field to plow. Here's an easier field to plow. Hukkas comes out to see how Lezer's doing. Eventually, Lezer, he's crying again. He says, Lezer, what's the matter with you? So finally, he says, I want to learn. Hurkanis says, you want a life? You go to work, and you'll make money, and you'll send your children to learn. Didn't help. Cried. Finally, he fasted, he didn't drink, and he ran away from Yehudah Zaka. He says, El Yon, Nami came to him, told him to go to Yehudah Zaka, and he cried there again. Akitsa, finally, he got into Yehudah Zaka, started teaching him. Says that he didn't know Alabe, he didn't know Krishna. He told him Krishna, he told him Alabe, so everything else, and he became the Blessed Hurkanis, with the Dirty Talmud of Rehman and Zion. One fine day, Hurkanis comes into the base marriage. Finds out the Blaze is there, and he's coming to disown him. He left home, he's not working, he's not contributing, he's not part of the family. He went off to the event, he's going to disown him. Yechim and Zach, he sees Hurkanis coming in, he gives a signal to Lezer, and Lezer, get up. Give a shikwal. And Lezer gets up there, he gives a shikwal. And evidently, Hurkanis is very impressed. Yechim and Zach goes up front, he sees what his Lezer is doing. So after he finishes, Hurkanis comes over to his son, Lezer, and he says, I can't even tell you. But I see how much you're learning and how you're Matzliach, and in this own you're the rest of your brothers, and I'm going to give everything to you. Dr. Elias, no, I don't. Thank you very much. Whatever I have, the Rebbe Shem has everything, and he'll give you what I write. End of the story. Effective Nayas. What's going on with the circus? He's the man who's 20-something years old, and he doesn't know Krishna, he doesn't know prophets. But when he comes in and he sees her, he has his giving such a gemalik, he's saying, really? He wants to sell all the rest of his children. Where is he holding? He said, man, said the father. He said, it must be that Eliezer had a head like that wall. And Hurkanis, being a good year, must have gotten the best malach that the body could buy, and he couldn't teach him a thing. Human being that wants something will be able to attain it. Nach was famous. People used to hiss. That way, something comes up to do something, not do something.
Well, how do you normally react?
I'll see if I can do it. That'll determine whether I do it. But Nach used to say to the contrary. Do it, and you'll be able to do it. That was Nach. He lived that. He had an iron will. Nothing was going to stand in his way. He had dreams, but he didn't just let them remain dreams. He would do whatever he could to make them a reality. I believe, in no small way, that was a tremendous part of the secret of the success that we all see in what Andreas did in his lifetime. And that's something that we can all learn from. We don't have to be brilliant. We don't have to be geniuses. We have to want. I have to care that there's another Yid who doesn't know what the Rebbe is showing him. I have to care that there's another Yid that needs help in whatever it is. We'll care. We'll do. We'll succeed.